It's mid-morning, shortly after the close of our last episode, when Perry Mason learned of a sudden, shocking development in connection with Kate Beekman's role in the murder of Gordon Weber. Now, as Kate is brought to a conference room in woman's jail...
I'll ring for you, matron.
Okay.
Hello, Mr. Mason. Hello, Miss Tree.
Hello, Katie. How are you?
I'm all right.
They're treating you all right?
Yes, sir. I'm really all right, but can I go home?
Well, not yet, Katie.
When?
Sit down, Kate.
What's wrong, Mystery?
I'll tell you. The district attorney is going to the grand jury in an hour or so.
Grand jury? What's that?
Well, the district attorney cannot take you to trial on his own authority. No matter what reasons he has for believing that you are guilty, he must tell his reasons to a group of plain citizens. Then if they agree he is justified in taking you to trial, they return an indictment.
Oh. Maybe they won't.
Well, there is that chance, but don't get your hopes up, Katie. Mr. Apt wouldn't ask for this indictment if he weren't pretty sure of getting it.
Mr. Mason, what does it mean?
It means that if the grand jury returns an indictment, you will have to stay here until your trial, or until we find who did kill Weber.
I can't go home?
Katie, I can't tell you when you'll go home. I don't know. But I promise you we will do everything we can to make it soon.
But I didn't do it, Mr. Mason. Oh, I'm sorry. I shouldn't cry because it really isn't so bad, and I... No matter how hard it is to stay here, I can stand it because it won't be forever.
Of course not.
How did it happen, Mr. Mason? Did someone make them think I killed Gordy?
It's beginning to look like that, Kate.
But who? Who'd do a thing like this?
I've asked you that question.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't.
Please try to stop crying, honey.
I will. And I'll try to be brave and remember it won't be forever, but please don't let it be, Mr. Mason. Please. Please don't let it be.
Della, stay with her until she quiets. Then ask her the questions I told you to ask. I'm going ahead on the other.
Well, Perry Mason has no reason to suspect the someone who has involved Kate in Gordy's murder is Tony Fassina. That Tony was cleverly maneuvered into naming Kate by the man who did kill Gordy. More of Miss Fassina in a few moments. First, in the district attorney's private office, Mr. Apt is transferring documents to his briefcase as...
And deposition from Mitchell, from the girl. All right, Lieutenant. Well, Halverson, all set for the hearing? Here, have a mint.
What?
Have a mint. They're very good. I always chew mints before going to court. Good for my throat.
No, thanks.
Go on. Try one. You'll have to speak, too, you know. Here you are. Yeah, you all squared away, Halverson?
I got a couple of questions.
Oh? I thought... Yeah, very well, but quickly. I'm in a hurry.
That's my first question. What's the hurry?
Yeah, hand me that folder, will
you? Here. How come you're going to the grand jury already?
Surprises you, huh?
Yeah.
Lieutenant, if you're surprised, think how Perry Mason feels. I stole the march on him.
Yeah, but what good's a march to nowhere? And what about Mason? Mason's got nothing to do with it.
Are you joking, Lieutenant?
If I am, I don't know it.
Yeah, give me that other file, will you? No, the next one. The next one goes first.
Mr. Apt, are you going to listen to me?
What is it?
I came across something. The guy called Pudge. The guy who told us stuff about the girl.
I have his deposition here. Now, what about him?
I saw him last night after we charged the girl.
Where? Oh, you went to see him. Why?
Because after talking with Kate Beekman, I wasn't ready to believe what Pudge said about her.
Go on.
Now, I didn't take Pudge's deposition, but after meeting the girl, I had a hunch about Pudge. He's a tin-horn sport, Mr. Apt. He's a four-flusher. According to him, he's dynamite with the ladies, but it's just the other way around.
Are you saying Pudge lied about Kate Bigman?
Yes. Well, give me another minute, will you? Never mind, I can reach her. So I got to thinking. You want me to go on? I got to thinking, if Pudge is lying, maybe our big gun is lying.
Miss Fasina?
That's right. And if Fasina is lying, you haven't got a first-degree case against the kid. Just thought I ought to let you know before you ask for the indictment that it isn't too late to call it off.
You want me to call it off?
Mm-hmm.
And?
I'm all set to plant a policewoman in a cell next to Beekman's. We'll throw them together for a few days and let the policewoman win the kid's confidence. Then...
Did I understand you to say you're all set, Lieutenant? Without asking me?
I was going to talk it over with you.
Now, wait a minute. And you want me to call off my session before the grand jury? Just remember one thing. Perry Mason knows I'm going to the grand jury for a first-degree indictment. If I back out now, Mason will know my case is shaky.
Well, it is shaky. Pudge is a liar.
You say?
Yes. And if he is, then Fasina could be.
No. I'm not a fool, Lieutenant. I questioned her closely. We went back and forth over it. I hit that woman from every angle, and she never faltered once. Mason will never shake Miss Fasina's testimony.
Forget Mason, Mr. Apt. If she's lying about the girl...
Lieutenant, she isn't lying.
You talked to her and I didn't, but I talked to Pudge.
Well, perhaps he's stretching a point here and there.
Part of your case depends on Pudge's testimony, and if he's lying...
Now, wait. Lieutenant, Kate Beekman is a murderess. I'm going to make her pay for her crime.
Even if Pudge is lying?
I'm going to make her pay.
You're saying that the ends justify the means, Mr. Apt. You don't care how you're convicted, just so you do it.
Not exactly.
Do you really care about convicting the girl, Mr. Apt, or are you so eager to give Mason a pasting in court that you don't care about anything else?
I'm not a hypocrite, Lieutenant. Of course I'm eager to defeat Mason. But first and last, I have my duty to the people of this city, to society. Murder has been done, and murder shall be punished through me. The girl is guilty of sin, and sin shall be punished. The end of justice is righteous punishment, and I'll answer your question. No, I'm not too concerned about the means I use to attain the ends of justice. Because I'm right, Lieutenant. I'm fighting evil.
And all's fair in love and war, hmm?
You arranged to bring Miss Fasina in.
No, I haven't as yet.
Well, do so at once, if you please. And be very sure she isn't seen going to the grand jury room. Here's a phone number. You can phone her from here. Well?
Yes, sir.
You should have notified her immediately, Lieutenant.
Yeah.
Yeah? Who is it?
Miss Fasina, this is Lieutenant Halverson.
Who? Oh, I remember you, big boy. You want to come over and see Tony?
Hmm?
You can come over and see Tony cry. I've been crying. I've had a little drinking. I've had a little cry because my poor little Gordy's gone away. My poor little Gordy's never going to come back.
Miss Fasina, the grand jury is meeting in special session this afternoon. We want you to testify.
Hmm? Testify?
Yes. Tell the jury what you told Mr. Apt about Kate Beekman. You feel up to it?
Up to it? I want to do it. Where do I go and what time?
I'll pick you up in a couple of hours.
I'll be right here waiting, Lieutenant. You hear? I'm not going to go anyplace. No, sir. I'm going to be waiting.
Okay, Miss Fasina. We'll be seeing you. You sure you won't call it off, Mr. Apt?
Certainly not. Is something wrong with Miss Fasina?
Yeah, she's dead drunk.
Drunk? I don't find your jokes amusing, Lieutenant.
Mr. Apt.
Just run along, will you?
If you'll take a word of advice.
I don't need your advice, Halverson. Now run along because I'm busy. And be sure to have Miss Fasina there on time.
Okay, Mr. Apt. I'll get her there. Right on the dot.
Well, Don Halverson might have a genuine pity and concern for Kate Beekman, or he might feel honest resentment of the DA's attitude. But for whatever motive, Halverson didn't convince the DA. His prize witness is in no shape to appear before the grand jury. This could mean real hope for Kate Beekman, except that,
Well, we'll learn what happens tomorrow, so you'll join us, won't you?